All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, was that Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Yay, I got one of you. Who else is here?
Rivka's here.
Hey, Rivka. Chuck said he's going to be a minute or two late. Who else do we have?
Nicole.
Jason just joined.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Nicole. Awesome. So just Victoria, V, are you here? I was just texting her earlier. Let me check. All right. Karen's in the hot seat after some craziness on hot seat chatter. what I'm doing, everybody is confused because AJ had sent out different things, but we were going to have hot seats when we were at the retreat, so that didn't work. So what we're doing right now, by the way, is we were never going to have hot seats at that time, but it's just it was a miscommunication, confusion. So I am going through the entire thing and clarifying all of it, and then we will send out new updated schedules coming up. So Karen, thank you for taking this one. Take one for the team. If you need anything, of course, after the fact, you let me know. Appreciate it. Because I know you're like, right?
Yeah.
But really appreciate it. And I want to make sure that everybody knows. So we're going to have Victoria up next, and then we will post them again so everybody's very, very clear on where things are. And Victoria, you're on too. Great. Thank you guys for dealing with the craziness. Because the retreat was kind of insane, even Joelle and Julie at the last call are like, wait, who's? I'm like, okay, don't worry. We'll figure it out. It'll all be well in the world. So just know that we are working on that. We're also working on a process to really bring Camilla into the fold better. So we had a two-hour conversation yesterday. She now knows all of you and loves all of you just like I do. And so we want to get really clear on you guys knowing what your monthly goals are also. And she's going to be helping with that. So we're writing an SOP this week. Woohoo! Fun stuff. And we'll be sharing that as soon as it's finalized. That way you guys know what to expect also. Same procedure for the active actions for sure, but I also want to make sure that you feel fully supported from that, because one of the things that we're seeing is that the active actions are not necessarily aligning with the main goal, but it also might be because that month goal isn't exactly clear. So when I walk through with you guys, I'm like, no, don't do that in April. Do this. These are your three priorities in April, right? And so it doesn't always go the full 3 months, because sometimes we'll only hit your first month or two of the quarter. And I really need to make sure that you guys know exactly what the priorities are. Kind of like what we're doing with you, Karen, like what goes where? So that way I don't have to worry about it all right this second, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
So we want everybody to be super clear on what that is for like at least the next 3 months. So that way you know, okay, this month, all I have to do is this. Right? And it sets us at ease a little bit more also. So Camilla is going to be working on that also with you guys. So everybody's super clear. So when you do the active actions, they make sense and you're not just throwing something out there because Jamie asked for them. That doesn't help anybody, right? We want them to actually be a main point of what you're doing. And sometimes it gets to be a little bit too much. And so we're going to try and systemize that and ask for those things in advance so you guys have an easier time at it too. All right, so that being said, my whole little thing for the day, we're going to go around the room like we always do, and now that you know each other, it's going to be more fun because you've seen each other's faces and hugged each other and all that fun stuff. Everybody made it back safe, even Joelle, even after all that craziness. So I'm going to start with you, Jason. Now, what I'm looking for the wins and accountability, I know I just saw you, a couple days ago, but for the wins and accountability, like after the retreat, what are some of those pieces? I know it was sort of reconfiguring and getting back on track. So what are some wins and accountability just from after the retreat?
So I think I had, saw this from other participants, maybe Nicole, I'm not sure, that or Karen, that said, someone said that when they got back, they feel more relaxed. And I feel the same way. I feel like, I have permission to take a step back. And so, as far as wins, I did things this weekend, like, buy a hammock and put it out by the pool and just chill out and read and do stuff like that. So that's, that's what's going on for the weekend if I got back. And then as far as going forward, accountability, as far as last week, I was supposed to write the webinar. I did not get it completed at the retreat, but that's okay. I will do it later.
Listen to his voice. See, he doesn't sound stressed about it at all. I love it. I love that, Jason. And I'm going to ask you to send me a quick email because I did this with Arion. What was your burnout level before the retreat, and what is your burnout level after on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh, my gosh, I'm so burnt out? Karen, I'd like this for you also so I know where you're at, by the way. Because Arion was like, I was at almost a 9 before the retreat. We were like, okay, let me talk you down from the ledge. Okay, right? And after the retreat, he was a 4. And so one thing is the energy that was there, which is amazing, but we also want to keep in line with that because I don't think we do good work if we're at 8 or 9 or even 7 on a burnout level, right? And that's where Jason's goals were like, go in your hot tub more. That was my goal for him, right? Read more. I love that you bought a hammock because from that place of that relaxedness, it's going to be way easier for you to feel happy in your business, which will give you that inspired action that we're looking for instead of the motivation of I have to do this because everybody says so and that's what we do. I would much rather have you guys be happier and make money than make a lot more money and be not as happy. Great. I love it, Jason. Thanks for setting the stage with that. All right, Nicole, you are up next. What are your wins? I know one is the hotel that you stayed at here because that was gorgeous with the photos I saw online. But what are your wins and accountabilities from after the retreat?
Well, I mean, as some of you witnessed, my computer broke our last day. So I got to, like, take a forced vacation, basically. So I got to, like, read books that were on my Kindle for a while. And that felt really good. And my computer beat me back to New Jersey repaired. So that was pretty nice, too. And I, you know, even set some boundaries with my clients who were kind of, like, contacting me a lot to check stuff that I was like, I'm not checking this on my phone. So wait till the weekend. And nobody like broke up with me or anything over that. So that was nice too. So it was definitely a win.
And I want to know how we keep that going also. So boundaries are huge, especially as coaches in general. I totally get that because otherwise you feel like you're always on. We talked about this during our session. So I love hearing that as a thing. And I want it to keep going, Nicole. Keep going because you need that space also.
I'm here now.
Hey, Chuck. You missed all the good stuff. No. Rimka, you're
I'm
up
used
next.
To it.
What are you? See, now I know we joke as much as we normally do. Okay, you're up next. What are your wins and accountabilities after the retreat?
So I have, my wins are I've been doing my assignment from Olga every day and writing down 10 things that I appreciate from the day before. So trying to really just stay focused in a positive, good place. So far I have been able to minimally stress out since getting home. So that's really awesome. Accountability, I feel like my biggest challenge now is just finding that balance of stuff getting done when I want it to get done. And I feel like I just kind of am in a space where I just have to trust the process and just believe that as long as I keep trying to make space to rest and make space to work, that it's going to work itself out in the long term. But in the short term, I'm just like, I have 50 million things I still need to do. So trying to find that balance is interesting. So
I get that completely. You want it all done right now. You want it all done yesterday, actually. It would have been much better if 50 million things were all done yesterday, and then you could finally relax, right? I was actually with Olga this weekend, and she showed me. She's like, Rebecca just texted me. I was like, yeah, you have connected here. Okay. So I love that. And she cares as much as I do, right, about you and how you're feeling and that sort of thing, too, which I love. So short term, it is all going to work out. and long-term, that's what we were talking about before, really going, what am I doing this month, and what are the top three things that I need to get done, so that way you don't feel like you have to get it all done. And I don't know if you have that yet.
I'm just trying to think about the big picture and not even look at my numbers, because my numbers are depressing.
Yes, there will be time for numbers once we have all the clarity implemented that you got in the retreat, right? And that's, let me just say this, because this is a really main point. When you need clients, Rivka, you know you could get them. So in a second, if there was any need, you were like, oh, I got another client. Shoot, we don't want that many clients, right? So yes, we can always rely on that. Not that we want that right now, and that's why we're not doing it. But you know you can do that.
And in reality, in a lot of ways, this is my first day back because, you know, I got back in the middle of the night, and then Friday my kids came home, and then yesterday we drove to Indianapolis and back. So, I'm just trying to remind myself today is my first day back in normal schedule, and it's all good.
Today's your first day back. Give yourself a break. We all love you. Good job. And you're very, very helpful for all of us. Thank you very much. All right. Victoria, you're up next. We missed you at the retreat. I'm going to chat with her on Wednesday to give her an update on how things are going, but I also scheduled the VIP this summer. So we're going to, me and Victoria are going to have to take tons of photos and make you guys jealous later, because I'm sure I had quite a bit of FOMO.
I was jealous.
Was over there.
I was jealous, yes.
I was going to wear the little popsicle mask, but it was creepy, so no. What are your wins and accountabilities for last week?
So first thing first, I'm really sorry I didn't get to meet you all, so that's not a win. But, last week I just took it easy a little bit, because I'm going, and Jamie knows, I'm going through a little bit of restructuring or repositioning myself. So I'm trying to find what brings me more joy in the day-to-day work. So I'm happy to say that I've been making a lot of progress in that. I'm not totally done, but I'm in a good place, and I'm also trying to take it easy instead of forcing it. So that's my win, and that's my accountability for the whole thing.
See, this is a pattern, guys, isn't it, right? Like, this is such a pattern. Like, what the heck? I don't want to hate the business I created. That sucks. I don't want to feel burnt out from the business I created. That sucks, too. That's not why we're in this. Not that you couldn't push. Of course, you guys are brilliant. Of course, you could push. I just want it to be enjoyable. And when you have the clarity, you make a lot more money, typically. Anyway, at least my clients do, and that's all I care about. So I love it, Victoria. And we'll go over on Wednesday all the pieces and parts that you've had for the clarity so we can put a plan of action in place that you feel really good about, and then you can start moving forward instead of that push, bang your head against the wall. All right, Karen, you're up next for your wins and accountability first, and then lead us into your hot seat.
Okay, my biggest win is I slept 9 hours last night, went to bed early. Yeah, exactly.
That was on your action item list, just so everybody knows. That was on Karen's action item list.
Yeah, so that was good. I don't even know. I guess that's accountability, too. I don't know. I've just coming back, I was, because I'm in the middle of teaching a workshop right now, it was just like come back. Thursday, actually, I just worked at home because I don't have the energy to go in and actually talk to people and get everything done that I need to get done. So I just took it easy while working, worked from bed, literally, which was kind of nice. So I've just been in, check things off the list mode, catching up.
Has it been feeling good, too? Working from bed, to me, is a huge one for you. I'm just saying. But but you tell me, has it been feeling like, because I feel like, and this is sort of as we're going into your hot seat, this makes a lot of sense, because the hard thing is because we're never going to get it all done, checking those things off the list, did at least that feel better to catch up a little bit more? after being away?
Yeah, and a lot of what I'm checking off the list, part of it is this workshop I'm teaching right now. Mm-hmm. It's my most popular workshop, and what we did this time through is we've set it up in a way that we'll make it more sustainable when we teach it in the future, but in the short term, it's more work because we're like recording videos of things we used to do live. So it's one of those things where it's a short term burden for long term, you know, gain. So that's just part of it, is I just got to get through it and get this stuff done. And this was scheduled since, you know, November. So it's one of those things that I've just got to get through it and then I'm done.
Yeah. And it was logically extremely smart of you, because that's what we should be doing. And you just didn't expect to sell out your whole membership site for the year kind of a thing beforehand. So we're reeling from that and have the other piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So they just happened to coincide, and yes. So it just has made it a little crazy this past month. But the good news is, over the past week or two, the membership is slowing down all the questions. Yeah, I know. So it does seem like we're getting to a new equilibrium.
This makes me so excited. You know how long we've talked about this, Karen. Good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Beautiful. So things are starting. You start to see like the clearing in the space. So let's go over the two questions, because you have two problems that are in the hot seat. If you go to eventualmillionaire.com/Karen, everybody, I see a bunch of you popping on right now. Do you want to take it one at a time and then go into it, or do you want to sort of explain two on the upfront?
Yeah, they're both related, but really what it is, you know, as we're moving forward, I feel like we've now got the marketing piece kind of figured out. And, you know, Lane has already, you know, I got this morning an email from her of the plan going forward. And, you know, so we're all good there. And, again, there's a lot of potential here to grow. But I basically don't want to get caught off guard again. So what I want to do, we've had this idea all along of, you know, we need a better onboarding process. We need to make it not just better for the members, but also easier to implement so that, and with maybe a little bit of flexibility so we can absorb a big influx like this. So that's what I want to do, is, again, kind of start planning ahead and thinking about what can we do to be more prepared for the next time this happens, because I assume it will happen again.
I hope it does. Not overwhelmment, but the sales, yes, I hope it happens.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, so when we're looking at what this piece is, do you want to, what is the onboarding process right now? And because I'm looking at these pieces, we've got Paige as a piece, we've got,
yep.
Tell me exactly the first step that we can help you with.
So under the page problem one, page became a bottleneck, the third paragraph down says, we currently give. This is basically our onboarding process.
Okay. And is that all automatic?
The welcome email is automatic. The video tutorials are just up there. Okay. So they're already created and up there. The FAQ's there. So the snail mail package, somebody has to print a label and, you know, pack it and all that kind of stuff. But even that, we sort of hit, you know, we had all these plans for and we ordered all these things, and then we went, oh, my God, we need we need to fill out a form for each person for customs because there's a lump in the package, and, you know, even for the Canadians. And it's $10 to ship the $2 earbuds. So,
don't you love those things? Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So do you have a list of all of those things that were problems as we were going through that we can start to solve? Because I went through something very, very similar. We can, in a second, I'll have everybody chime in. But when we were doing my Hustlers onboarding process,
Yep.
It can get very involved and very deep, right? And so how deep do we want to go this first time? Well, let's try and solve the problems that you had in the last time. So can you start to run down some of the main problems that you guys had in the onboarding? So that way we can start to try and add the pieces that will make sense.
Yeah, I mean, part of it was just not being ready. And part of that comes from the fact that Paige is, her two roles are member engagement and marketing. So she had been spending so much time on the marketing side of it, working with Lane on this, you know, putting into place the promotion, that she didn't have time to prepare. Like, you know, to me, those snail mail packages should have been all ready with just, you know, slap on the label, right? But they weren't. Yeah. So that was part of it. But the other part of it is I'm just not even sure if we're doing a good job with it. So I'd like to have something in place better. Like, I assume we need more than a single email. We should probably have an introductory series. And maybe some of it should, for example, be completely the same information as are in those getting started videos, but just by having it in a different format, people are more likely to actually get the information.
Definitely. Okay. So what we do, let me open it up first, and then we'll go down through. Does anybody have any onboarding tips or hacks or things to make this easier, especially considering she did 250 new people onboarded all at once?
Been
so anything.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wonder why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have two thoughts on this. One is that the onboarding emails could just be an email sequence in a email automation system like ActiveCampaign or Drip.
It is. It is. It's just we only have one. But yes.
Yeah. And then the other thing with sending out the earbuds and stuff, you may want to look at fulfillment solutions for e-commerce. And then, you know, they're essentially drop shippers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, then you just send the order to them, and it just ships out the earbuds. So they either have them in their warehouse or they know where to get, you know, the right number of them. And that way you don't have to worry about that. It just automatically happens. And a lot of them, for an extra fee, will do the customs forms and everything for you. And since it's a small package, they probably won't charge you a lot to handle it.
Okay. I never thought of something. I did think about getting a separate VA to just do that, or even train my 16-year-old to do it and let this be his job.
That's what I do
so,
for my kiddos.
Yeah.
Slave labor
is good.
Yeah.
Do you, Chuck, do you know a good fulfillment solution for that? Because I've used a couple of those also, Karen. It's hard to find smaller numbers that they'll hold for you, depending on if it's a on-demand kind of thing versus not. So, Chuck, does anybody on the line know any that will work in, you know, smaller segments? Because we're talking about maybe the rest of this year you only have to send 250 more-ish, or maybe double, potentially
right.
500 more.
Right.
I've talked to a few people at the conference that I'm at right now. So I'll get contact information, let them know that I'll be sending referrals, and I'll ask them specifically about, you know, 250 or so for the rest of the year, so it's not a large volume.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Love it. And, Karen, that's what we do here is prep them. Sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, what about doing something all digital, like just send them a Amazon gift card code and then a link to the cheapest earbud thing, and then Amazon ships it to their country. That's one option anyway. And by the way, on a different subject, you're sending one email for the welcome series. Well, most people will, in my experience with my classes, even though I tell them a lot of good information in that welcome email, they for some reason ignore it or don't see it or whatever.
Yeah.
So multiple information, repeat it, like it's okay. And then if you have some kind of automation, I let them opt out of the onboarding sequence without, like, unsubscribing for, like, reminders for the live Q&A calls and the regular email list and all that stuff. Maybe that's too advanced, but at least repeat some of the information you're seeing or some of the information you're giving in that first email.
Question, So what I was thinking is, because really there are like five main benefits or features to this program, should it be like each email focuses on one thing? Like first email, hey, we have Q&A sessions. Our next one is, you know, you can get the date for the next one here. This is how they work.
One thing that I would do is, I don't know if it's necessarily one thing, but what's one action you want them to take, right?
Okay.
So if you want them to check out the Q&As, then tell them to go do that. And so what you do is you're essentially doing another sales letter that says, hey, last time we did a Q&A, it turned out helped so-and-so really, you know, a lot with this aspect of whatever it is that you're helping them do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're hoping for that kind of a result in your business, go check out the Q&As. Here's how you get to them. And, you know, and then maybe, you know, my next email will give you some tips on how to make the most of them.
Okay.
And then that one, you know, you give them the tips because then they're looking for it and they can absorb it. And then after that, it says, hey, next time I'm going to tell you, you know, one other feature of the membership that helps people, you know, take things to the next level in this other way. And then you focus on the FAQs or, you know, maybe there's one video that's a big win for people or, you know, whatever it is. But if you can kind of walk them through three or four major steps forward for their business and show them the value, in other words, you sell them on it again, then you're going to get people way more engaged in your membership, and they're going to take advantage of it and then become raving fans of it.
Okay.
So, Karen, I'm writing all this stuff down, too, by the way.
My.
So, yeah, good. Okay. So, go ahead, Nicole.
I was going to say, I would also have it on a website page.
Okay.
That they could always go back to. So sort of like you said, like, if you need this, go here. If you need this, go here. And it's nice to kind of just have it as always a permanent thing.
Yep.
To remind them about, like, once a month or whatever.
Okay. We do have a Getting Started page that has little videos and little text sort of reminding them of these things, but I suspect it should be more detailed.
And so what Chuck said, I think, is huge, because you send that first welcome email and literally you get a bazillion questions like, where's this? And you're like, did you actually watch the videos like I said to watch?
Right.
Oh, you didn't. So our second email was always, did you watch the videos yet? Because that clears up so much. So some of the questions that I wrote down is, what do they need to know ASAP? So if you had to pick two things for them to actually do, right, number one, we always say register for the membership site and watch the videos. Like, as long as we do those two things, at least they have a good idea. And then you can add in other pieces. The other email, though, that I think is really, really important, and you can, again, add it as big of a sequence as you want, but to tell them how to communicate with you question-wise, because what we would have is we would have people messaging me or messaging AJ or whatever, and we created a separate email that's like, okay, if you have questions, email hustlers@eventualmillionaire.com. That is your go-to. You will get a response within 48 hours, like, or post in the Facebook group, right, or whatever the things are. So tell them how to communicate with you if they have questions so you're not getting it from all over the place either. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great. And it helps with the support. Like, we are here for you, and we do want to answer your questions, so don't think that we don't, right? This is the way that you do it.
Okay. Awesome.
Anybody else on the onboarding side?
I would just make it standard procedure, too, when you get a question. To add that to the onboarding sequence somewhere.
Ah, got it. You mean a question about, like, how things work?
Right. So, you know, either, because if you get a question, it means you either haven't addressed it or you haven't addressed it somewhere where people are looking.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, how important is this? And, you know, and so you just add the review process to the process of answering that question, right? Because you're going to get back to that person, you're going to say, hey, it's over in the FAQs, but then you go look at the FAQs, well, maybe I need to move it up a little bit, or maybe I need to call it out in that first video, or, you know, so you can start thinking about, okay, you know, I get asked this one a lot, and the answer is right in front of them,
right.
So why aren't they seeing it?
Yep.
one of the things we did with you guys too, I'm not sure if you remember, is that first call. I'm like, put it in your phone right now. Put it in your phone right now. Put it in your phone right now. Put it in, right? Uh-huh. Because people would be like, what's the number? And we're like, yeah, put it in your phone. And that's why we created the calendar invite to try and preempt some of that stuff. So you guys had the links, right? Because it was a question that we got over and over and over again. So I don't know if you have like a, these are the common questions that we get asked all the time, not only on the FAQ side, but on the how can we automate something so it's easier so we don't even get asked this question like Tuck was saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that'll have to preempt all the questions.
Okay.
Well, the other thing is if people feel like they know where to go and that they're getting the value out of it without having to hassle about it, mm-hmm. that it feels more valuable anyway. So it's a win-win.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to preempt all their questions where the email that perfectly timed is like, did you have a question about this? Well, let me answer it before you even had it. And they're going to be like, Karen's a genius. But it's all data, which is great because you're the data person. Right? 17 people ask at this point in the sequence for this question. All right, let's put an email that addresses that. And they feel very well taken care of because of that.
Okay. How important is it to actually send something in the mail?
How much are they paying for this, by the way?
At this point, it's $47 a month.
Yeah. So can you do it just for the people that buy a whole year as like a separate spec? Because the thing is if it's only $47 and it's costing you $10 or more, yes, it can help with with retention rates, but oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Well, and what I was thinking is maybe making the initial I like the idea of sending something in the mail because it's different, right? It's like we email people so often. So it's different. It stands out that, you know. And so, but we could do, for example, literally just a handwritten card kind of thing. Not expensive to send, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice personal touch. And or, you know, a welcome letter or even just sort of the same information but in a two-page handout flyer kind of thing that they can stick on their wall saying this is what the program includes or something. But just something simple that is flat and cheap to mail and yet it comes to them in this different format. And then saving the, like, gifts that actually cost something to mail for like a 6 month, you know, gift, you know, hey, you've been with us 6 months. Here are earbuds so you can listen to webinars or whatever.
So I would love that as the initial piece. And then, but there's other things that you can do that you don't have to be the one doing it, like send out cards. So that way they do
right.
get something. So, but you're not the one going, oh, my gosh, I have to do this. Does that make sense?
Well, it's Paige.
Oh, Paige. Makes sense. Good.
Yeah.
Well, eliminate Paige and go to bon.co, bond.co, and they can automatically create handwritten notes for you and send them out to your customers, bond.co.
Wait. Can you say that again?
bond.co.
C-O. All right.
I think send out cards also does that.
Yeah, send out cards does that too. And
I've
even, you know what's funny? For your birthdays, you got those caramels. We don't do anything with those, by the way. Like, they do all that. So, I don't, that's not even my handwriting. Sorry, guys, but it's not. that's them.
Aww.
And so there's, I know, it's not, I now you know my secret.
I haven't had my birthday yet.
Yeah, well, you'll see. Not as good as Arian's wife ones, but that's what they do. They send out caramels to make it feel like really personal. But it literally all I do is send them a list of birthdays, and then all my clients and their addresses, and I just pay them. So it's easy that way too. So I'll put all those links in your little document here because there's lots of ways that you can make them feel. The whole point is to make them feel special. I love the idea of having like either a checklist or a printout or something like that from you, even if it's literally not personalized at all and it's just you and it's signed, printed Karen, right?
Right.
But being able to have something from you at the very beginning, I think, is a special touch that a lot of people don't do. And I agree on the on the 3 month kind of, or I'd say 3 months over 6 months, because usually if your people stay for 3 months, they'll stay forever, right? Or even 2 months if you know what your numbers are.
Well, I know that of people who leave, they tend to, their average is 8 months.
Wow. That's amazing, Karen. So, yeah, it might be worth it to send it in month two if you know that they're probably going to stay for 8 months anyway, and then they're just going to love you more. Usually people do a big special thing that first month, right?
Uh-huh.
But in reality, I like the surprise factor, right? So
yes.
Like the birthdays,
yep.
And the whatever. But then you know for certain, too.
Okay.
But that's also helpful to know what – so $47 a month, 10 bucks is a lot. But when you're like, well, they stay for 8 months, that's a lot more.
Right.
That's $400. So 10 bucks is nothing for when you're thinking
right.
400, especially if you're not the one having to do it. Can you guys go on mute, too? I hear lovely music, but.
Sorry, I'm sitting in the lobby of the hotel.
It's nice, Chuck. It's nice. Karen, do you have any other questions on the onboarding? Because I know you have other questions within all this, and I want to make sure it's all covered.
No, I think that's it.
Perfect. All right, lead us to the next question, then. How else can we help?
Okay. So the other side of this are the consultants themselves. So I have two consultants I work with. They're other statisticians, and they do all my consulting now. And they are contractors, and they also are really running like first line defense of the forum and the Q&A session. So they're the ones who moderate the forum, answer a question if they can, and send it on to me or to, I've actually recruited a few other consultants who are more like specialists in specific areas to answer specific questions. Like we have one epidemiology person and one survey person and things like that. So we generalists can't answer those specialist questions. And so I've recruited these other people, but I have my two first line defense people. But even they are relatively expensive. And, you know, as I've been working through all this and doing the budget for this program, I realized it might actually be worthwhile now to have an employee, which as a consultant, which has always been tricky for me because it can take a long time to get somebody up to speed, even if they know the statistics, being able to come up with an answer off the top of their head quickly and actually be able to answer people's question is a whole nother skill. And then to explain it in a way non-statisticians understand is also a skill. So that's what can take a while to train someone on. So the idea of ever hiring a consultant as an employee where I have to start paying them salary right away has always been like, I don't see I'm going to do this, but it just struck me with all this that, you know, 200 new members at $50 a month, that's going to pay 100% or more of the salary of a consultant. And it wouldn't even take that person full time. You know, that's not a full-time job. That's a like 5 hour a week job. So, that might be a good way to leverage the membership is to actually bring in a full-time person as an employee to have in place as that first line, and then I can leverage these other consultants I have as like that second line defense.
I like it. Okay, quick question. Do you know how much you're paying out for consultants right now anyway? Just curious. Per month?
In a month? A good question. I did just look at like last year's averages,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't a lot. It was like 5,000
per month. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Does anyone else have any thoughts or questions? I always do. You know that, but go ahead. Everybody else.
I know I'm going to steal something from a former mastermind person, which is they created a course for their new people to teach them all this stuff. So I don't know if you've done that or can help with that process or if that maybe is beyond the point here. But, you know, like you teach them how to answer questions and how to do, how to explain non-technical, or explain technical stuff to non-technical people in a course, and then you make your new people go through that. Or preferably you make them go through that before they even apply and understand that. And then after they've gone through that, then you accept them as a potential candidate for to being a consultant or whatever.
How does that work in your industry? Yeah, I'm not sure it's the same. So go ahead, Karen.
Well, I really think the only way to learn how to do it is to do it. It's one of those skills. And that's actually one of the reasons why suddenly getting all these questions on the forum and in these Q&As, I was like, this is perfect trial by fire for a consultant because they're having to answer questions over and over again. And the beautiful thing with the forum especially is they don't have to answer off the top of their head. I don't think I ever realized how much I had that as a skill, because even as I've talked to other consultants about, you know, doing these Q&A sessions, they're all terrified of this idea of having to answer any question off the top of their head. Like, they're used to having time to think things through and analyze it themselves and blah, blah, blah. So that thinking on your feet skill, I guess, is more important than I realize. But on the forum, you actually have time to stop and think about it before giving an answer or look something up. You know, you remember it, but not the details and that kind of thing. So I thought this might actually be a perfect training mechanism. And because
I agree.
It's leveraged, I can pay them.
Well, and if they suck, you can also – so I would probably put a step in between because I would go, is there anybody that's – so when we look at the pool of what you have for potential people, is there anybody that's already in the group that is asking and answering questions also that we can just level up?
Not so much. but I suspect part of this is because it's intimidating to answer a question when you know there's an expert also there. So, right. But even the two consultants I have were in this group. Like, that's where I found them. And they both hired me on one-on-one consulting to do one specific issue, but I realized they knew this other stuff really well and da-da-da. So I honestly think if I even just said, we're hiring, and sent it out to my list, we'd probably be overrun.
So I agree. So this is, Joelle was a client of mine. Camilla was a client of, they were all clients. And I'm like, man, everybody likes them. And they wanted a little more type mentoring from me anyway. So I was like, there you know so much about what I would typically say before I even say it. Not that I mean, Joelle and Camilla are both pretty vocal when they were in the program anyway, but leveling them up was so much easier. The one thing that I would see in between, though, as the step is say that you're looking for a moderator role first and then probably have two or three of them and test them out and then offer the consultant role to the one out of the two or three. Because the thing is that when you're asking for a smaller thing, like Joelle at the very, very beginning, because Kendra was my right hand and she was the moderator for a while. And then she ended up leaving and I was like, shoot, who am I going to use that knows my brain, right? And Joelle had already been through the program. He was already a coach, so it worked out really well. So I was like, hey, can you do 5 or 10 hours a week at $25 an hour? I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but you'll learn from me, right? And so I gave him training on it. Ideally, what I tell people now is to have two or three because thank goodness Joelle was not flaky. But if he was flaky, having a couple, really important to have. So to me, I would actually offer the moderator role first and then pull the potential consultant from it, because they might want more from you, like whether it be mentorship or what, or they're like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing opportunity. And so to me, if we do that step first, because the one thing I see is you go, we're hiring, everyone's going to be like, I want to be your consultant. And they might be really good on the upfront. And then when you actually push them into the moderator role, they might shrink back, especially the types that you're working with. So that's why I would test the moderator role first and then pull from that. Does that make sense?
It does. The one thing where I start to get tripped up with stuff like this, though, is my people do not necessarily have businesses established. And then you start to get in the, okay, are they do I make them employees? Because they don't, you know, now you've got 10, you know, are they really a contractor or an employee?
So they're a contractor at 5 to 10 hours a week. If you actually do end up having them be a consultant, quote unquote, for you, even if they don't have their own business, and again, talk to a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. But if you are running their schedule and they're working a certain amount of hours and it's predictable, that's more where you have to get into the stickiness of, oh, now they're an employee. If they're only working 5 to 10 hours per week, they can be self-employed, so it shouldn't be as big of a deal. Right? Is that your question?
It is. I don't know if it's because New York is
a pain in the butt. Yeah, I used to live there.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, and I know one of the things New York looks at is, do they already have a business and are they advertising to get other clients? Like that's
so,
one of the, so that's where it gets tricky.
But it's also under a certain amount of money. Also, so when we're looking, so for Carissa, for example, she's technically allowed to be a contractor right now. I don't technically run her hours, and she technically has another nannying job. And so she runs her own schedule, even though I'm like, we just gave her an email address at my domain last week, and that's also a line where you're like, oh, shoot. And I'm like, shoot, we're going to have you be a W-2 really soon. For me, anyway, I don't want to do anything, you know, that's not above board. What I would do on that I'm pretty sure 5 hours a week is fine, but I would just chat with a lawyer in New York and just be like, hey, quick question. I want like literally 30 minutes of your time. I'll pay for it. We're bringing on a moderator. So my bookkeeper, Al, actually helps me with some of that stuff too, by the way. So you might want to ask him if you chat with him and Robin.
Okay.
Because they know a couple different state things.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we've talked about that before too. And so I would just get clear on what it is. That way we're not doing anything that's not above board.
Well, that was my accountant had helped me with this, and we even, like, New York sent us a letter saying, oh, you said you have contractors. Answer this whole set of 20 questions for each of your contractors and include their business cards and show us their website and blah, blah. I mean, it was just like, what are you?
Yes, yes, it's silly.
So,
ridiculously silly. I know, and it's stupid. But
crazy thing is, when I talk to them on the phone, she's like, "Oh yeah, we're just trying to make sure they're not going to come back and ask for unemployment in 2 years."
Like, they're just covering their butts. Yep, that's me.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why I wouldn't let them. So I would figure out it enough and just go, you know what, we did the, if they come back to you, you can do the whole, we did the work as best we can. I know that's not always the, you know, going to get you out of it. But in general, if they're only working 5 hours a week and they technically have another job and they're doing this on the side, it's, you can have them file. It's really not, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Having somebody as an employee for 5 hours a week is silly. It's just silly.
Right.
So, yes, maybe they don't have their own business, but who would do that? That's silly.
Right. I know.
So, to me, the moderator role should be pretty cut and dry and or simple when you ask somebody about it. But I get it. The logistics of it is a pain in the butt. But once you know, then you're good. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I would just go in and take the hour or two and figure that – or have one of your team members figure it out for you.
Well, the other thing is my – accountant has said if you have a W-2 employee in a different state, you're now considered operating in that state and now have to like collect sales tax and do income tax in that state.
Yeah, we had to do unemployment and all sorts of craziness. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I know. It's a pain in the butt. It's a pain in the butt. There's nuances to that, and you can chat with Al. Al works out of California and Florida and researches that stuff too. So, yes,
okay.
It's a pain in the butt. But so for
okay.
me, the reason why I like Al is because I was like, can you just figure that out and do it for me? And he's like, sure, I'll
yeah.
file for the unemployment thing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, great, good. I don't want to deal with that. So to
okay.
me, like, have somebody do it for you, because that is the most annoying.
I
mean,
know.
This is why we don't like being business owners, right? You're like, do I really
right.
have to deal with this?
Yes.
There's usually solutions.
Well, and I do. I have an office manager who does that kind of stuff. You know, she deals with sales
right.
tax, make sure, but it's just like, what? We have to do it for another state. That's crazy.
Yep. It's silly, and at least we're making enough money on the other side to not have it be as big of a deal. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and that's probably the way to think about it.
Yeah, it is. It's all perspective, but you're correct. It is a pain in the butt. So we all groan with you, Karen, on how much a pain
okay.
in the butt it is. And that's why most people are business owners, and we have to deal with this stuff. Yay, go
right.
us.
Yes. Yeah.
So does that actually answer your question, though? I want to make sure that
yeah.
that okay.
Yep.
The great thing about bringing on the moderator, though, is that I know for you, you really want to figure out your numbers before you bring on a consultant, before you spend any more money, before you say yes, you know, based on Justin Crane's interview. And that will buy you time while you're still testing them, which will be
yep.
great. Okay, great.
Yep.
You already know that. All right, good. So we have a couple minutes left. Do you have any other clarifying questions for the group?
No, I think I'm good.
No way, we finished up early? What the heck? No way. So pat yourself on the back, though, Karen, because literally, I think everybody here, now that they know you very well also, you're doing an amazing freaking job dealing with all of the craziness that that you're going through, right? Growth is an amazing thing, except when sometimes it's a pain in the ass, right? And so you're dealing with the pain in the ass part, but what I love is you're still looking towards the future going, okay, I'm smarter this time. Let's just make sure I'm preempting as much as we can for next time. And when we
yep.
work together again and figure these pieces out, we're just going to make sure that it is simplified as much as humanly possible, because you don't need to overcomplicate things. So if you notice, when
love
I wrote
that.
On some of your action items, I wrote, what's your MVP for onboarding, right? What's the first level for onboarding that somebody else can do, so you don't have to be the one, like, let's do 3 emails, let's make it super simple, let's have somebody write them for you and implement
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm
not so
doing
you're not
any
to
of
do.
This stuff. I'm gonna hand my notes to Paige and say,
perfect.
Here, Paige, you
perfect.
Do this.
I love it.
So.
Yes, we want MVP so you don't have to be making decisions anymore. I love it. And you love Paige, and she's working out really well for you. And
she's
amazing.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
Well,
I love
that's
it. My key is, how do I make sure Paige is one of those people who's so competent that I keep giving her things,
yeah.
and then I realize, oh, she's going to quit if I don't slow down here.
Do you do employee reviews, like quarterly reviews or even yearly reviews or anything with your employees?
We do not.
Okay. So I'm not going to add anything to your schedule right now, but we're going to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make a little note to
yeah.
talk about that later. Because once we implement
okay.
it, it'll be good. But that's where those questions should be coming up. Like, hey, I gave you a lot. How are we doing? Now, of course, I'm sure you're checking in with her already.
I do.
But
I do.
I'm sure you are. You've got a lot of things down. That being said, her knowing that you have a plan for her moving forward, or you're measuring those things and really rewarding based on those metrics,
mm-hmm.
just sets you up better, especially for the non-good great employees. It's also really,
right.
really, really good.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to make a note to write about it for next time. Awesome. All right. Did anyone else have anything at the end to give to Karen at all?
I would just say I agree with your assessment that she's doing awesome. So, yeah.
Hear, hear, right? It was cheery. Go, Karen. You're handling it extremely well, like ridiculously extremely well. Just so you know. I know it's all perspective, but it's hard to see when it's you versus everybody else because you feel like you're swimming
yeah.
and drowning at the same time.
Yes.
But you're
I was
doing...
going to say, I do feel in over my head at times. So.
Yes, as do all of us as business owners. And go you for still swimming. Right? You're literally holding up the boat. Thanks for holding up the boat for everyone else, Karen. That is what it feels like sometimes, doesn't it? As a business owner, we're like, okay, now I'm holding up 17 more people. Awesome. This is great.
Yes.
And your legs get tired, and that's okay. And that's why relaxation was the main piece of what we were talking about beforehand. Awesome. All right. So you guys are fantastic. We can finish up early. Make sure you take the retreat survey if you can, because we want to make sure that it's fresh in your mind while you complain or gush about whatever it is. Let's it be fresh as much as humanly possible. You will forget in the next few weeks, I am sure. So we would love for you to be able to put that on the forefront. Victoria, you are up in the hot seat next week, and you can chat with me on Wednesday as far as how to refine what you'd like to chat about for next time. And you guys let me know if you need anything. You know I'm here. You know what I actually look like now, right? I'm taller than you expected, so said quite a few people that I was hanging out with. And you guys all know each other too, so you actually being able to connect and see each other. I know Rivka and Nicole are doing the brags, like I said, and if you guys want to bring in Victoria for some of those pieces too, that would be amazing. Maybe even Karen also. I don't know if we want to do that too. But you guys, I want you to be able to feel like you're bonded as friends also, because last group, everybody's still friends. And the fact that I can help you guys actually be with other business owners that are actually amazing human beings also is one of my whys. So I know I said this at the retreat too, but just to bring Victoria up to speed on some of this, really, really important to me that you guys can connect and have friendships for a really, really long time also, especially with me. So we'll be friends for a very long time, just so you guys know, whether you like it or not. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Of course, reach out if you need anything at all, okay? Go team.
Awesome.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.